I'm a little disappointed. I mean, in the past, we've heard about punting, wide receiving.
Cornerback.
Cornerback.
Don't forget he's been a cornerback.
Could throw the ball, could play quarterback. Never
point,
once.
Point guard.
Point guard. Dunk the ball.
Yeah.
Goalie in hockey.
I don't know about
that. Not that now.
Never
striker
once.
Slash sweeper in soccer.
Never once has he said, yeah, I could play defensive end if they want me to. And the first time you moved out there yesterday, I went, Vince doesn't know where he's going.
No, I knew where I was going. And, you know, that was something, you know, going into the week that, you know, we worked hard on, getting me some reps out there. And it came through. I mean, it's different out there. The looks are different. The blocking schemes are a little different.
What's the biggest difference?
Just the blocking scheme because, you know, at nose, I kind of know, you know, how is everything, the timing and everything. But out there in, it unfolds differently and a little slower. So, but it's still technique, playing technique, knowing what you're going to get before the snap. I think that's the main thing that helped me, knowing, you know, what kind of blocks I can get once it's unfold.
You were lined up against Howie's kid out there when you were at defensive end. Jake Long is a big man.
Yeah.
He's going to be a good player.
He's a big guy. I mean, big frame, tall, play, you know.
That's the other kid. That's Chris Long.
That's
Howie's kid.
Yeah, that's in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Chris
yeah.
is Howie's kid.
Yeah, but he's a big dude. I mean, he's still growing. And you could just tell he have it in him. I mean, he's going to be one of those.
He's going to be left tackle there for 10 years.
Yeah, for a long time. And he's going, as long as he keep getting better, which I think he will, he's going to be probably one of the top left tackles in the game. So it was good starting off, you know, going against a guy like that. See where I was, you know. Like I said, a little different. But I knew the blocking schemes and everything. So I was very confident being out there. But you know, once I got in a rhythm, I mean, I really settled in and, you know, did what I can do. You know?
How was it brought to you during the week? I mean, what did they say to you and what was your response when you found out what they had in mind?
Vince, you blend in.
That's it, huh?
Vince, we're gonna try you out at the end, and, you know, that was the game plan for last week. Who knows what it is this week, but that was a game plan specific for, you know, the Dolphins this game. So, I mean, we change defenses, we change personnel so much. So, everybody on that line, I believe, can play across the board. I mean, that's just how versus we are. So, when I got the memo, I was like, cool, you know. So, I'm not looking at Grove. I'm looking at Long now and Smiley. So, but it really, like I said, it really. I didn't mind it because I know, I can play it, but I knew it was going to be a little thing, a little different. But in practice, I got those different looks. They threw a lot of stuff at me in practice, and sometimes in practice, I was like, man, what the heck am I doing? You know, but it paid off. It paid off. It prepared me very well for, you know, for the game. And, you know, looking at film, I think I did pretty good. Of course, I can get better out there, but I have something, you know, to improve on.
Dale, you know Vince went home in front of the mirror doing a Dwight Freeney spin move.
No,
Freeney this week.
I'll tell you what.
You ain't ready.
I'll tell you what I can do now. I'm not no Freeney.
Spin it.
You, my
spin
name
it.
Is not speed.
Man. I'm going to spin you now.
So.
Now, do you utilize, like your buddy Ty, for instance? He's been playing DN. Do you go to Ty and say, tell me what's different about this? And, I mean, you guys talk about those things a lot?
I mean, through practice, through the course of the game, once we went on the sideline, we talked a lot. I mean, I picked his brain. I mean, he probably was tired of me talking because a couple of times where I didn't even have to go to him, he'll come to me and say, hey, you know, I got this on this play, so if, you know, you get this formation, just be alert for this. You know what I mean? So one plan, you know, that I know he came to me with was the power play with the tackle and the guard. Normally we play the tackle, and Ty came to me and was like, hey, I got the power, but, you know, I didn't even, you know, hit the tackle because he was going down to the linebacker. I don't know if the linebacker showed up or not, so I went straight to the tight end. So here I am. I go out there third quarter, and I get the power play. I play the tackle. He didn't leave right away, but the tight end got on my hip. So that was, you know, that was just me. I know I had to play the tackle, but just by he and Ty telling me how they was playing it, he knew how we needed to play it. So that's one thing I can learn from him there. But like I say, it's, you know, first time out there in a long time. You know, I think I did pretty good, but at the same time, I got some work. Trust me, I'm gonna be working my butt off, you know, to get better out there. You know, who knows when the next time I'm out there.
You know, Vince, as a member of the media, I love a good trash talker. I love when people do it before the game, and you know, Joey Porter talking all that. But I'm just saying, as an athlete, for you, at what point, what can be said that will make good old fashioned trash talk disrespectful? And has Joey Porter gone there yet?
I don't think he went there yet. I mean, me personally, I don't look into it. It's some things that people can say to give you motivation through the week. I don't think that's Joey Porter. You know what you're dealing with when you playing him. You know everything that he's going to talk about. So we anticipate this guy saying something. Whatever it may be, he's going to say something. But we try not to get into that. And like I say, that's just him being, you know, that's Porter being Porter. You have to respect what he say. I mean, but, hey, you can't win in the media. You can't win a ball game. You can't win one-on-one battles talking to the media or in the paper or radio. You have to play between the lines. And obviously he didn't do that yesterday. So he can talk all he want. But, I mean, back it up. I always say that, you know, people who we have who trash talk out there on the field, I was like, hey, if you're going to talk, back it up. I mean, because at the end of the day, the spotlight is going to be back on you. You did all the trash talking through the course of the week. Let me see what you done. So in this case, it wasn't good. So
I was going to say, did you check the stat sheet after the game?
I saw it. So I was like, you know, that wasn't good for him. But I'm pretty sure he's going to be geared up when we come down to Miami to play him again. But, you know, we're going to control what we can control and do our jobs. We take whatever he say for motivation. So keep motivating us.
You knew going in that Miami would try to make some tweak to the to the Wildcat, give you some different look that you hadn't seen before, and they did with Pat White in what I guess they're calling the pistol now, which is White in the shotgun but a running back there with him. It turned out to be just the plain old, flat old, ordinary option.
Yep.
And how long did it take you guys to figure out what to do against it?
Not long. I mean, the two plays he burnt us on, half of the yards was right there rushing. We did a real good job against the Wildcat. But that second quarter, you know, with those two option plays, that whole series was like, okay, let's make the adjustments, move on, and I think we did. I think they kind of knew we did because they really didn't want to come back to it like that. We recognized it early. We went to the sideline, we made the adjustments, and we came back out there prepared for it. So they didn't catch us off guard. We knew they was going to have something. And we knew when they showed it to us, we're going to have to come to the sideline and make the adjustments, which we did. And it went from there. So, you know, like I say, it didn't surprise me to see something new.
Well, the other thing you knew going in is that they are basically a power running football team. They want to run the ball right down your throat.
Yep.
And when you guys stacked up Ronnie Brown and Ricky Williams pretty well early on, did it make them go away from what they felt was their strength?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you could just tell how they wanted to attack us, you know, outside. And especially with Ricky. Ricky, he's not too thrilled to run between the tackles. That's just Ricky. So we know with Ricky in the backfield, okay, screens and outside runs because he's trying to get the edge. I've seen a couple times where we had the edge set and he was like jogging and still went for the edge, you know, so he was looking for it. But we like it when guys try to run outside because one thing that you're not going to do, you're not going to just line up and just pound us in the middle. If you want to get yards, you better try to get to the perimeter. So we're just going to have to do a better job. Like I said, we gave up a couple of plays in there, but I think as a unit, I think we played pretty well. We got something we can move forward with now. We 6-2, and just keep it moving.
You're 6-2, and you're playing a team that really I consider in your division, although they're technically not.
Oh, yeah.
The Colts, what are your thoughts about playing against them in Indianapolis this weekend?
Every year that's a big – I mean, it's a big game for us. Colts is the Colts. I mean, high-powered team, Miami, you name it, they have it, you know. So we're going to have to come to play. It's in Indy. Home field advantage for them guys, a night game. So I'm pretty sure they're undefeated. And like you say, it's like a division game. Well, not, you know, they're not in our division, but that's just the atmosphere, you know, of the game. And we're going to have to get off to a good start. And that's going to start today. We're watching some film on him and moving forward. But we need another great week of preparation. I think last week that was one of the things that helped us out was we had a great week of practice. I mean, that was probably one of the better weeks all year we had in practice, and it showed. And I think the guys should see that, and let's start putting them together, because right now, if you can't win now, you're going to be in trouble down the road. So we understand that. We have a tough stretch. We're taking it one game by game, but we have to get it done starting now. And like I say, starting off with a win against a division rival like the Dolphins, that's a good way to start it off. So we just got to keep it rolling.
I was thinking about this on Friday. We were talking to Copen and Mankins. And either they're the best actors I've ever seen, or they truly, honestly did not know who the next game was against. And, in fact, I know they weren't lying, because after the mics were off and they were going out of the studio, Copen turned to Mike and he says, who do we play next week? I mean, he didn't know. Can you be that focused to know, okay, it's the Colts this week, and I don't even know who's after that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not.
How do you do it? You don't watch TV or anything?
I mean, my TV is on USA every night in SpongeBob SquarePants. That's what I'm watching. So if it's not a Monday night football game on, or I'm watching football after a game, I mean, I really don't pay attention to, sports center or nothing like that. So a lot of stuff I get when I come here and, Bill say something to us about whatever. But that's our motto. I mean, we keep it one week at a time. This week is Indy, and then we'll move on from there, whoever it may be. But all our focus needs to be on Indy right now. And that's how it's been around here for a long time. That's why we've been successful, because we don't look forward. We don't look down the road. You take care of now, and that'll take care of down the road. So.
Well, it's funny, because we'll find out if that's true now, because Peter King, Monday morning quarterback today, one of the things he's written in there is the top 20, I think. The top 20 unrestricted free agents at the end of the year. He's got Vince Wilfork as number one on the list. Do you think about that at all?
No. You know what? I was over with, all the contract situations long time ago. And, I told the organization the same thing. That's something that it'll take care of itself. It'll take care of itself going forward. I like what I do. And I play football. I love to play football. And football is going to be there as long as I stay healthy. Football is going to be there. Me personally, I think I will be able to play football as long as I want to play football. Knock on wood, without any injuries and everything like that. But that's just me. I don't pay that no attention. When that day comes, it comes. And only thing I'm worried about now is, helping this football team win games, doing my job day in and day out, leading by example. I don't talk much. When I do talk, it's, kind of to the defense, or letting them know, we talk to each other about situations and stuff, but I'm not a big talk or rah-rah guy. And they know that. They know what they're going to get out, when I'm on the field. They're going to get everything I have in me, with or without a contract.
Hey, so. Defensive ends make more than nose tackles.
It's like, you got to put that in the contract negotiation. Now, you play me a defensive end. How many snaps is on me? Write that down.
Let me just write this down.
I'm a hybrid.
That's something I don't even, that's, I looked at this past week as just helping my team win a ball game. What the coaches ask of us to do, that's how I looked at it. I didn't look at it nothing more than what it was. It's, hey, you need me at end? Okay, I play in. That's no problem, coach. That's not a big end. So I don't take it for anything other than that. But just to help, my team and my teammates, help us get the job done.
I did notice, though, watching you, and I like to watch you pretty closely, because we know you and we talk to you. You were a little more focused than I mean, I saw you coming off the field after warm up, and you were kind of staring daggers straight ahead. At one point, they played your Phil Collins song, and they put the camera on you, and you didn't even hear it.
Yeah, I was.
You
I
were
was,
like, there was stuff going on in your head. You were too busy thinking about the game, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, that was a different – it was a different game for me just because of where I was, and I think I needed to be that extra focus, and I think that helped me. That helped me because I'm getting different looks. It's not like I'm at nose. I mean, it's different looks, but the blocking schemes are different out there. But the best thing that helped me out with it is I know the plays. I still look at the formation and know what I can get out of the formation, the blocks I can get out of the formation. So I was just, you know, being focused, trying to, you know, keep my head straight and just, you know, get done what I can get done, you know. And it was more focused for me, but, hey, I still love my field Collins, though. Don't stop playing.
Got to give it to him, then. Got to give it to him.
I can feel it. Yeah!
Vince Wilfork joining us on a Patriots Monday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
This is